AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. He couldn't hear the question clearly. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump says that's why he didn't disavow the support of a former Ku Klux Klan leader when he was asked about it yesterday during a CNN interview. He says he was many miles away in Florida, hooked up to a bad broadcast earpiece, and didn't hear the interviewer's question clearly.
I have a lousy earpiece that is provided by them, and frankly, he talked about groups. He also talked about groups, and I have no problem with disavowing groups, but I'd at least like to know who they are.
Trump is expected to do well tomorrow, Super Tuesday. Race was just one of the controversial issues that came up last night at the Oscars ceremony. All the acting nominees were white, as host Chris Rock jokingly reminded the audience.
You realize if they nominated host, I wouldn't even get this job.
In accepting his Best Actor award for the movie The Revenant, Leonardo DiCaprio said climate change is threatening the planet.
For those people out there whose voices have been drowned out by the politics of greed, I thank you all for this amazing award tonight.
Brie Larson thanked moviegoers for going to the movies. She won Best Actress for the movie Room.
I feel really strong and excited to be holding this gold guy.
Best movie? Spotlight, about the newspaper investigation into the clergy sex abuse scandal in the Roman Catholic Church. Warren Buffett says the economy appears to be weaker than he thought it would be at this point, but he says he is still optimistic long term. He says the collapse in oil prices recently will be good overall for the American economy because consumers will have more money to spend. The Dow is up 11 points. This is AP Radio News. Have you seen the movie Deadpool? It's still on top at the box office.
Whatever they did to me made my body indestructible. But my face...
No. Look at me.
Marvel's anti-hero Deadpool stays at number one. It takes in another $31.5 million this weekend, bringing its total to more than $285 mil in just 3 weeks.
Bow before me or die.
Gods of Egypt opens in second this weekend with $14 million. The latest Kung Fu Panda animated adventure is third. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Fewer of us are signing contracts to buy homes. Home buying has been really hot, but now it appears that buyers are having a tough time finding houses to buy. Colder weather in January likely played into the lower number of contracts signed, too, according to the housing experts. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.